This is Susan Deeprock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Phil Madeira. Phil Madeira, if you don't know, is a musician's musician and a Grammy-winning songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist who also, by the way, paints and has written a book, God on the Rocks. Phil will be appearing at the Wilkinson Public Library on February 12th. That's Wednesday, February 12th, starting at 7 p.m. Phil, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. So, at what point in your life did you start making music?
Well, my mother says that I came out of the womb drumming, so pretty early on. But she started teaching me piano when I was pretty young, and I hated having piano lessons with my mother, and I just wanted to play drums. And so, but at a very early age, and then of course it led to all this other stuff: drums, guitar, bass, lap steel, whatever it took, you know.
Great. Thank you. And did you ever receive a formal training in any of the many instruments you play?
No. I kind of wish I had, but no, I didn't. I was an art student in college, and, you know, I just wanted to play rock and roll, and nobody was really teaching formal rock and roll lessons back then.
So you managed to learn, I don't know what it is, four or five instruments that you play just by ear?
Yeah. I just have a knack, you know, for picking stuff up and, just like I found a lap steel. When I was in college, I happened to come upon a lap steel, and so I thought, well, I'm going to figure out how to do this. So, of course, I'm not Jerry Douglas. I'm just a guy that can play. You know, I play with Emmy Lou and stuff, Emmy Lou Harris. So I'll play a little bit of lap steel for her and whatever it takes. But yeah, I'm intrigued by music and by instruments, and it's definitely my joy to dive into something. And I'm not a master on all of these things. I love playing guitar and piano and organ and stuff. But like something like lap steel, I'm a basically good player, but I wouldn't necessarily hire me.
Okay. So I probably know the answer to my next question, but I'll ask anyway.
Okay.
Had you ever considered a career other than as a music man?
No, not really. You know, when I was an art major in college because I really didn't know what else to do, but I just knew I was supposed to go to college. And then, of course, years later, when I was struggling in the music business, my now ex-wife, but my wife's stepmother, her stepmother, was always saying, you know, you're so good with people. You should get a counseling degree. And so, for about 2 seconds, I thought about being a therapist. But, you know, music's been my own therapy, and Hopefully, what I play is someone else's therapy as well, you know. So,
okay, cool.
No career changes.
Okay, got
it.
Not surprised. There are so many struggling musicians out there, and have been for years and years and years. So, how did you manage to get noticed among the throngs and get a career going?
Gosh, you know, honestly, when I was in college, back at a place called Taylor University in Indiana, I met a guitar player named Phil Kagi, who was passing through. And Phil, who remains a friend to this day, was a buddy of mine in college, just said, you've got to jam with my friend, Phil Madeira. And so he was gracious and said, well, come on up and play. And that evening he said, I think one day we're going to be in a band together. And sure enough, I joined his band. And that opened up many doors for me when I finally moved to Nashville. Just dropping his name was a great way to get in. And then, of course, a gig with a person doesn't last forever. But I just have made a habit of generally saying yes and keeping that door open to new ideas and new people, new music. And it's taken me around the world.
Great.
One word, yes.
Yeah. So you answered the question about making paintings. You were majored in art in college, but when did the writing begin?
Well, honestly, you know, I've always loved words, and I've always been a lyricist. But a few years ago, my partner, who's a fantastic woman named Meryl Farnsworth, when we started seeing each other, she had this bright idea that, you know, on every Thursday night, I had to bring something to read, something that I'd written to read, and she would do the same. And the only thing I knew to write about was just life experience and stuff. And you know, at some point I realized, gosh, this feels like a book to me. And so I worked on it, and I cold called an agent, and she really didn't want to talk to me. But I said something kind of funny that made her decide to listen to me. And I had no idea. You know, I was closing the door at that point, but she was engaged by my rudeness, I think, and one of the few times it's worked. And so the next thing I knew, she was encouraging me to finish this book, and she got me a wonderful deal with a publisher called Jericho, which, you know, they're kind of a, I guess I'd call them sort of a left-wing, they're really spiritually minded, in a Christian vein, but definitely not the stuff that you're just going to pick up if you go to the Bible bookstore. You know, it's definitely a more inclusive publisher, and that's what they liked about my stuff, that I was trying to sort out in my case, trying to sort out Christianity, but not in the way that has turned so many people off. And I hope I'm not offending anybody when I say that. But so anyway, she got me this deal, and it fits in with my music career, and I'm working on another book, and I love writing, you know, it's great. So if I'm not writing, I'm playing music, and if I'm not playing music, hopefully I'm painting, and of course doing none of those things while I'm driving.
Great. So could you preview the kind of evening that guests will experience at the Wilkinson Public Library on Wednesday?
You know, I think what it will entail is probably quite a bit of music. You know, Telluride is one of the great music towns. I have had the great fortune of playing there with Emmylou Harris a couple of times. And so I'm really excited about being there. But it'll be me singing a bunch of songs I've written, and then doing some readings from my book, which is a spiritual memoir. And so I'll read a paragraph here, a paragraph there, and hopefully keep people engaged, and certainly entertain any kind of conversation. I mean, if the audience wants to have a conversation, then I'm going to be really delighted.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you for your time. I know you've had a hectic day flying from California to Nashville to once again be a musician and not a writer or a painter.
Thank you, Susan, for your time. And I can't tell you how excited I am to be in Telluride. It's been a couple of years.
Great.
I'm really excited.
Once again, this has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Phil Madeira, a musician's musician, who will be coming to town on Wednesday, February 12th, performing at the Wilkinson Public Library at 7 p.m. Phil, thank you very much.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
You will. Good night.
Dynamite. Thank you.